How do we see who's all entering? Do we?
There's 44 people, 45 people. You see that?
No.
Bottom.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay.
49, 50, they're entering.
We're just going to give it a couple more minutes and let people enter. It is.
I don't think it's let anyone in yet because it's not fine, but
Okay.
we're gonna wait here.
All right, we have another minute or two. We will give it one more minute and we will be up at 6 o'clock. So we will begin the webinar. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this evening. We will try to be very cognizant of the time and make it short and sweet, but give you all the information that you might need to become a fall student athlete at MBMS. So I just want to introduce myself. I am Robin St. Germain. I'm the executive director of MBX. I had the pleasure of meeting a lot of you at Waves 101. But for those of you who I did not have the chance to meet or who are unfamiliar with what the MBX Foundation is, I will just give you a brief overview of MBX. We are a 501(c). We are a nonprofit. We partner with the Manhattan Beach Unified School District. And we do run the MiraCosta Summer School. We run the elementary after school program. So a lot of you coming from elementary might have worked with us in the past through all of the after school programs. We also run the preschool program. We run the summer camps. We run all of the booster clubs at MiraCosta High School, and we are in charge of renting all of the facilities across all of our school sites. All of the revenue that we make through the MBX Foundation does get put back directly into the district. So 100% of our revenue gets put back into MBUSD, and they for use for capital expenditures in terms of making sure all of our facilities are kept up, as well as into an operational budget to help offset some of the costs that the district incurs on a yearly basis. So that is what MBX Foundation is all about. But starting in the 2026-27 school year, which we all just started last week, we're going to make a few changes to how the MBMS after school athletics are run. We all, this will also have to do with VAPA, but that is another sort of another story. We are putting all of our athletics under one umbrella, and then dividing it into our three seasons, our fall, our winter, and our spring, to make up one large MBMS athletic club. Each activity will get the resources and backing needed to compete at the middle school level. And we do compete across neighboring districts. So all of the participants will have great competition moving forward. I'm going to turn it over to Penny, who is going to talk to you about what the fall is going to look like.
Hi guys, I am Penny Stepsick and I am the director of booster clubs here at MiraCosta High School. And I am very excited to be helping out with MBMS and getting the booster clubs there up and running. As a reminder, we have four fall sports. We have cheer, boys flag football, girls volleyball, and track and field. Just to kind of explain a little bit about our participation cost and team expenses, this year it will be $325, which is the participation cost for this season. And I just want to go through exactly what is incorporated in that cost. And that is our bus transportation, our coach stipends, our athletic director stipend, uniforms, equipment, referees, umpires, and processing fees. And I'm going to introduce you now to Stephanie Mebu, who will go over the registration process.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Mebu. I am a staff accountant with MBX, and I'm going to explain how the registration process will work. This year, we expect every student athlete to pre-register prior to tryouts. And the reason for that is to gather emergency contact information, to have the waiver signed, and to collect your payment information. The credit cards will not be charged until after your student receives notification that they have been invited to the team. And that does not apply to cross country where it's not a cut sport, it's not a tryout sport. The cross country charges would be applied on September 11th, and the flag football, volleyball, and cheer charges would not be charged until September 16th, which is a week after notifications of acceptance to the team have been posted. Students who are registered in Six Crickets will be checked in at the tryout times. And unfortunately, if your student is not pre-registered, they will not be able to participate or try out. So it's very important that you get them signed up. The athletic director will post the team rosters following tryouts outside the windows of the front office, and this should happen on September 11th. Then MBX will send out an official letter welcoming your student to the team, and at that point, your credit card will be charged. The athletic director will communicate practice schedules and game days and times to the parents and the students at that time. Let me just to go through Six Crickets really quickly. If your student had participated in the elementary after school programs in the past, you likely already have a Six Cricket account set up for your student. So just log in. If you have not had your student participate, then you'll need to create an account. So you would go to our website, it is mbxfoundation.org, and you would select the after school programs. And under that pull down menu, you would select MBMS and then the fall sport that you or your student is interested in. It will then take you to a registration link and platform. And then you would just add that sport to your shopping cart for your student. And at that time, if you don't have an account set up already, you would create one at that time. And so when you log in or create your account, you'll be able to go through the whole process of entering your information and checking out. And then, as I mentioned, even though your credit card is entered, it will not be charged at that time and not until September 11th for cross country and then the 16th for the three other sports. I think that's all I have for registration. I'm going to send it back to you.
Okay, so first of all, we mentioned our athletic director a lot on this call. So I want to take the time to introduce Ray Barnes, who is our official MBMS athletic director. Many of you know Ray. He is a familiar face on the MBMS campus, but we are thrilled to have him sort of oversee and have oversight to all of our athletics here at MBMS. So, I was just gonna have Ray say hello, and we'll go through some just final steps as far as registration.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to return as the athletic director, to be the full-time athletic director. It's exciting. It's a fun time. I'm already getting a ton of emails from parents about, excited parents about sports and everything like that. So we can't wait to get started. Let me, if you have any questions, just kind of let me know, and then we'll go from there.
Great. Ray, we're so excited to have you with us too. And we are excited to get started as well. Just a few sort of final reminders. Registration is required to participate or try out for any of the MBMS athletic programs. And we are opening up the registration this evening. So you can and will be able to go on to the MBX website, select the sport that you are looking to register for. It will take you to Six Crickets, and you'll go through the process in which Stephanie just outlined for you. A reminder that cross country is a no-cut sport, so please make sure that you are registered for cross country by August 28th in order to begin participating in the program on August 31st. So because it's a no-cut sport, there's obviously no tryout on September 8th and September 10th, and the program does begin on the 31st. So if cross country is where you want to be, please make sure you're registered on Six Crickets by the 28th. And the cross country participation, the payment will be collected on the start date. So, where we made mention that credit cards will not be charged until your student has made the team, that is slightly different for cross country. Again, and make sure that your student checks the office windows after tryouts for the team rosters. And just so you know, all of this information that we presented to you tonight will live on the MBX website. A recording of the presentation will also live on the MBX website, and that is mbxfoundation.org. So, no need to have taken any notes. All of the information will be available to you this evening, if not tomorrow morning. And that's really all that we have to do. So, thank you all for attending. And if you do have questions, please put them in the chat. We are monitoring the chat as well. Yes, Ray.
Can I answer this question that I saw in the chat? It says,
Yes.
what happens if you need to miss some practices due to conflict? The answer to that is for tryouts, you must attend both tryout days in order to make the team. You will not make the team if you do not attend both tryout days. As far as practices go after you make the team, if it's one practice, we understand you can communicate that to a coach. But if you're going to miss two or three practices, we'd rather give that spot to an athlete that can make all the practices because we don't have that many practices to begin with. So if you're going to miss multiple practices, then we'd rather give that spot to an athlete that can make all the practices.
I'm going to just also keep answering some questions in the chat. So the tryout days are September 8th and September 10th.
Yes.
There was some other questions in the chat as well.
Games this year have been changed to Monday and Thursday. However, due to some holidays being on Mondays, we will have a game or two that will be on Tuesday, but most games now are Mondays and Thursdays. If a child is interested in two or more sports, you can only do one sport at a time because The games fall on the same time unless you do cross country. You can do cross country in another sport, that's fine. But if you're gonna, you can't do like volleyball and flag football or something like that. You can do a sport in the fall, a sport in the winter, and a sport in the spring. That's fine.
All of the activities, the practices and games, and Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, but they are immediately following school at 3:15. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What games the cheerleaders have to go for? So what games are the cheerleaders cheering for,
The
Ray?
cheerleaders will cheer at all games, all football games, and I guess some volleyball games. But volleyball and football play on the same day at the same place. So the coach will decide where, which sport they'll cheer for at that time. But mostly it's football.
Okay. And as far as what the students need to bring to tryouts for, I know that we are going to send out information as to what equipment the kids would need to bring to every practice, but what should they bring to tryouts?
For volleyball, most of the kids that play volleyball, they bring knee pads. I don't know what else, appropriate shoes. For football, a mouthpiece, cleats, and then for cross country, just regular cross country shoes, regular running shoes.
Okay. And the tryout times on the 8th and the 10th, right after school at 3:15. Is that
3:15 to 4:30. For away games, I know this is a question for away games. We have buses for away games, so players will get players to the games. If parents want to pick their kids up from the game, that's fine. If not, the kids will ride back on the bus back to the school.
Here's a good question. If my son wants to play flag football but is cut, can he still participate in cross country? So can they do that, Ray?
Yes, you could actually do football and cross country together. That's the only two sports you can do to simultaneously.
But if he tries out on the 8th for football and does not make the team, can he go back to cross country that started on the 31st? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Cross country practices are Tuesdays and Fridays. Yes, Dan. We put that in a, that'll be in the notes to go out. Cross country practices are Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay. We will try to get, all of the rest of, I mean, I'm looking at a lot of the chat questions and I feel like we've answered a lot of them. I would also say that if there was a question that did not get answered in the chat and you still need more information, please feel free to reach out to Ray or to myself. I am Robin at mbxfoundation.org. Or Penny at mbxfoundation.org or rbarnes at mbusd.org. So, and we'll make sure that we get all your questions answered by the time tryouts begin, if not sooner. And I will thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. And again, like I said, if there's anything that did not get answered, please feel free to reach out to us at the MBX Foundation or reach out to Ray, and we'll make sure that we get your questions answered. Again, the recording of this and a presentation will be on our website either tonight or tomorrow morning. So all of the information that we spoke about in terms of the process for registration and everything you need to know about Six Crickets will be live on the site either this evening or tomorrow morning. And thank you.